بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today inshallah in this Tarawih summary we will be covering the whole surah An'am, the cattle. This surah is a late Meccan surah, meaning it was revealed in the last period of the Makki life, where Nabi Karim sallallahu stayed in Mecca. The greater part of this surah was revealed as a whole, meaning in one piece. And the reason why this surah is being placed in this third part of the Quran is just to simply mention its spiritual history of mankind. And it also finishes off with the previous surah left off from. Up to now, the Quran has discussed the creation and highlighted the creation of man, leading unto how the Ahli Kitab, meaning the Jews and the Christians, how they were lost, and how they had corrupted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, and the need and the rebirth of Islam, and the rules regarding to the Muslim, you could say, government and the Muslim way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions few qualities in this surah. He mentions that He is the creator, He is the sustainer, He is the all truth. Then Allah mentions that why should we disobey Him? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such beautiful qualities, such amazing qualities, why shall a person disobey such a being? Furthermore, He is the Rabbu samawati wal ard, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Now, the weaknesses of the people that do shirk and ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also mentioned in the surah. Meaning, one of the traits and qualities is that they reject the truth when it reaches them, claiming that this truth is nothing but obvious magic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives an indication and He gives us a guideline on how to open our eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that go and travel through the earth and see what the result of those are who rejected the truth and Islam. What was the end result and what was the abode? They were all destroyed, no matter how powerful they were. No matter how powerful they were, they are also losers in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore, He mentions that this world, this life we are living in, is nothing but play and amusement. The best home, the best abode for me and you is in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that for the mu'min, his eternal success and happiness lies only in the hereafter. Allah mentions that the perfection
in his creation, it must convince all of us that all of this is happening through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and command. And it is happening through His constant care and His guidance. And this is seen in the argument that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he put forward with those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeyed and worshipped false gods. A very important point is brought forward against those people who worship the sun and the moon. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he rejected them as gods. Why? Because the sun sets when the day is over. It cannot offer or give its radiance to us all the time. Similarly, the moon, whose radiance and light is so beautiful and amazing, but once it sets, it cannot offer any radiance to us. In short, in summary, it is futile and not logic to accept them as gods, because they can't even give permanent light and radiance to all of us. At the end of this argument, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he clearly highlights that there is only one creator, and he is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because his light, meaning the Quran, shines all the time to give us the guidance that we need. The people and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they kept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth alive, and that led to the last Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and the revelation of this Quran. The knowledge of the existence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His ma'rifah, can be gained by, number one, studying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, and number two, studying His messages that He sent to us, mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on highlights that the stubborn and the evil people are deceived. Therefore, they must be avoided at all time. They turn to assistance to one another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not help them, rather they will receive the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the stubborn and the evil workers, they work with one another to either mislead the people from the straight path, or to invoke some sort of evil and harm to those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts down a final rule that Allah, His laws will be carried out in spite of all the crimes and etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lastly, He tells us to follow the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, as shown to us in this blessed Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these guidelines of the Quran. Amin wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbil alameen.